Welcome to Flat Steel.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. They said we would never be back. Nick, you would never guess who tried to stop us from being back this week.
Who, Brett?
An uncooked chicken sandwich.
Oh, no.
Man, you know that service station on the way to Esoteric Music Festival?
Yeah.
It wasn't cooked. It was kind of pink. And I was like, yeah, I reckon I'm okay. And then had a horrific night.
Man, you take the piss out of me how I ate the chicken out of that place in Newcastle.
Hang on. Let's go back and address this properly.
Yeah.
The worst train station I've ever seen in my life had a canteen attached to it, and it was 4 p.m. and there was these three crumbly bits of chicken there, and you ate it. And I went to tell you, hey, this is like how fucked. Imagine eating that, and then as I'm looking at you, you're eating the bits of chicken.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
That's
no,
the
that's
story.
Fine. That's granted.
Yep.
I can one up you with that. There is a service station in the middle of fucking nowhere. And there is a hot box full of stuff.
Yep.
And Brett opts for someone to make him a sandwich.
Man, I'm like that.
It's
who's,
on the menu.
Who's that guy?
It's not in the hot box.
Who's that guy that got Andrew Bourdais? I'm Andrew Bourdais. I'm
off
menu.
The woman had fangs.
From Canteens Unknown. That's what they'll call it.
The woman had fangs. Blunt fangs. She had no teeth in the front, just two at the side. And then you go, yeah, okay, I'll get a sandwich.
Yeah, you're more Michelin star, I'm more street food.
Man, no, you've taken the mantle here. You've really taken.
Well, the worst part was like when she was doing the chick, like I don't know what she did, but I could see her with a big knife out the back and she was breaking something. And then I hear her just throw this thing loudly into a microwave and then just turn. I think she cooked the chicken in a microwave.
Yeah, I think she did.
Yeah. Okay, great. Just we can confirm on the same page. And I think it was like 8 schnitzels that were frozen together, and she's just jagged one out and then cooked the whole thing in the mic. Well, if it's frozen first, well, I don't know why. I feel like shit either way.
Oh, man. It was,
and it took so long to come out.
It took so long. Anyway, it was fine.
There was like 50. I was like, this will be quick because she'll have the schnitzel already in the fucking Bain Marie. Absolutely not. And then 17 boomers came out and ordered fucking hot lattes. As soon as I got there, I was like, oh, we're fucked.
We're fucked.
If you want to see the full road trip, it's up on Patreon now. It's like a little 7-minute edit.
Yeah.
It's probably not the best edit, but it's just the day. It was pretty fun. If you didn't see, on the weekend we went to Esoteric Music Festival. The lovely Simon Hughes of Kings of Comedy. Got us to come down.
Got us the coveted spot.
Man.
It was us or Steve Aoki.
Whoa. Who's Steve Aoki?
He's like that DJ guy. I don't think he does psytrance, though.
What about me or Tim-O-Matic?
Tim-O-Matic.
He does psytrance or something.
That was cool, man. It was awesome. We went there. We were a little bit like, fuck, where are we going in the middle of nowhere? I fucking am not a fan of psytrance. It's all right. But
I don't know much about it.
I don't know too much about it. I remember when I used to live in Thailand.
Yeah.
And my boss, Ratty, the reggae boat tour guide, yes, put me in a hotel.
The guy that used to take canoes into a cave and sell people weed.
Yes.
Yes, when you lived in Thailand.
He put me in a house where psytrance just blared through it.
And like, when you say house, do you mean this small shoebox with no fan that you used to live in?
Yeah, something like that. It was like, it was just a bed with no fan, actually. And it had like a plastic mattress. And the psytrance just used to fucking belt through that place.
And that's, it's like 2 a.m, you're like, I'm not sleeping, I may as well go and party.
Yeah, that's it. But when you've been doing that for 3 months, you're like, I should just get one night of sleep.
I need one night off.
The Israelis love it. The Israelis, they love the psytrance. Well, as far as I know, they were really into it. Yeah. It's cool music. It was really cool. But I think you've just, you got to be in the zone.
Yeah.
You got to walk in there.
You've got to be on MD or something that warps you. Or so, I don't know. I've never done acid or shrooms, so I couldn't tell you whether it makes it better. I'm too much of a pussy to do hallucinogenics.
Oh, right. Yeah, I did them in Thailand. It was awesome.
Shrooms?
It was awesome. Yeah, I did shrooms. Yeah.
Or acid. You done acid?
First time, First time I did shrooms, it was the best thing ever.
Right.
It was so good.
It doesn't go for like 8 hours though.
Yeah, but I was like with people I trusted. It was really good. But never, with drugs, man, you never really match the first high.
Yeah.
I think you're just really chasing the tail.
I've been chasing the tail of the first bump of cocaine for years.
No, it was pretty awesome. But you got to be in the mood. Like at my bucks and stuff, we're all in the mood. So that was the best night ever to do a lot of drugs.
And also what we were doing wasn't drugs anyway. It was dried fucking petrol or whatever the fuck we got there. It was awful.
Man. It was awesome. But yeah, you got to be in the zone. And yeah, it was great. But man, I was like, I hope Simon invites us back next year and we can take some friends along just to have a look. Well, and I reckon stay out near there.
Because when we got there, like on the day, it's like 38 degrees or something. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine these people being hanging outside or whatever. Yeah. We put our pants on, we get there and we're like you don't know, like with a festival, it's like it's a bush dwarf and I don't have any experience. So sometimes to me, it could just be like a tent with 80 people in a fucking forest or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
But it was a fucking massive setup.
It was so cool. The art installations and everything.
It was really well put together.
Amazing. And I was like, yeah, I want to go back there at night.
Yes.
When everything's going on.
Because everything's like glow in the dark and they got these robot things and they got all these, like you can see all the lights in the tree and they'll just be fucking with you all night.
Yeah, it'd be so awesome, man. Yeah, I reckon we get a mate that's like sober that wants to drive us in and out. We find a town that's near there.
Yeah.
Like some of those towns look really good.
Yeah.
Like, was it Wooten or something?
Couldn't even remember.
There's another one called Woodford.
Someone had like really good pubs.
Yeah, Woodford or something like that. That looked awesome. And we stay near there. We just go for like 2 hours. Have a look around. Walk around, man, see all the cool
as
shit.
As you know, with drugs, 2 hours turns into five.
Yeah. But you know, whatever.
As long as you can get out.
Yeah, as long as you can get out, you know. But yeah, it was sick. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was awesome.
It would have blown my fucking rocker off if we were there at night because he got us to do this one. I did it maybe 5 years ago with him. I can't remember. Maybe it was Strawberry Fields.
Yeah.
And it was kind of the same thing. Like I did it at night, you know, had a lot of MD and it was fucking insane. Like all the stuff and the installations. But this one was like the next level up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it was fucking crazy. And the poor dude, like, we didn't realize, like, we thought we had to be there at 4, the show started at 5 or something. Show starts at 4 and he's on stage just padding till we get there. And we're like, where the fuck is this fucking stage? And we're walking around like, and man, I didn't realize this is your observation of it. I was like, man, in my head, I was like, I've just seen like 3 pairs of titties just out and like 2 dicks. Because these are like hippie people as well, you know, they're pretty chill. And then didn't you think they were like fucking, you're like, is that someone wearing a barbecue apron?
Oh, no, that was just a bit.
Oh, you were fucking around. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, man, what? Where do they get those ones from?
Yeah. I was like, whoa, there's heaps of chicks here wearing those barbecue aprons your dad wears. There's so many racist fucking uncles at this Buschdorf. But yeah, it was really cool. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was like so cool. It was out in a farm in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
It was really out in the middle of nowhere.
I did like the fact that everyone was chill. No one seemed fucking aggro. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, there was no like, I mean, there's probably security there, but you can't see them. But every time, like we would just go into all these different places that Simon would take us to and they're like, hey man, what's up? Do you want us to take a photo? And you're like, should we not be in here or whatever? They're like chill.
Yeah, there was that place we're walking through. It just had rooms. And I'm like, I don't want to walk into these rooms. I don't know what I'll see.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, there'll be fucking some...
Oh, when we walk through the art installation, you go into the thing, there'll be some weird orgy happening in there or
something like
some
that.
Shit.
I was like, okay, I'm not going to do that.
Not for me.
But man, the premiere went good. We had KFC, we had fucking champagne, and then we were like, hey, we're like, okay, let's party. Your cousin... bought over these fucking Jello shots, but the actual shot is meant to be the size of a shot. For some reason, he had cupcake-sized.
Well, because they all fit into
and it
this,
felt like eating a steak.
If they all fit into this glass, that's nicely compacted or whatever. But I don't know. Yeah, it wasn't like
I couldn't swallow it straight down. I was like,
we know. We saw you try and duck it down for like
chewing
3 minutes.
chewing a Jello shot is wild.
Well, anyway, shout out to his business anyway. I don't know what it's called, but yeah, get around him.
Yeah, yeah. Liquor.
Liquor something or other. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That's good. But anyway, but yeah, that was cool.
Man,
it was
the premiere
awesome.
Went really good. Thanks for everyone who got on board. There was like, I think it was like 80 people watching it live with us on YouTube, which is sick. If you haven't seen it, make sure you get on there. Have a look. Leave a fucking comment. You leave a comment, more people watch it. Fucking give it a thumbs up, all that
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just glad it's out now.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad it's out. We got another episode this Sunday.
Every Sunday
it's gonna
for
be
12
great.
Sundays. Is that 12 Sundays?
Yeah, something like that. Oh, yeah. Lord. Yeah, it's going to be good. I'm especially, like, the second episode is awesome. I went over it with Benny today, and we just spiced it up a little bit at the back there.
Yeah.
Very nice. But, man, I tell you what, guys. You got to get to the fourth episode. The fourth episode, in my opinion,
is where it's
best
at.
Episode.
Right.
That's the best episode.
What happens in this one? Number four?
In number four, when we ride from Uralla to Tenerfield via Inverell.
Is that when you crash?
No.
Okay.
No. That's the one. It's where we have the gig at Tenerfield.
Episode day by day. Oh, when we're actually... Oh, when we're doing the gig in Tenerfield?
Yeah. Right. That's the best episode. It's going to be awesome.
Okay.
Like, that is... Hold on for that one, folks. Make sure you knuckle down for that one. I reckon it's the best.
Okay.
Don't you can't remember it? This is like...
Mate, do you
it's
know
like
much,
reprogramming a computer or something.
Do you know how
shit.
Much footage I stare at a weekly basis? I'm in front of a computer for fucking 8 hours a day. I don't remember something I watched fucking 6 months ago.
Yeah. Well, you watched it like a couple of months ago when you did the notes for it.
It was like 2 months ago.
Yeah, you were like,
Nick, I don't know if you know this. I do a lot of other work, mate. You know, I'm not staring at fucking socks all day and do one bit of fucking work once a month. Some of us are very busy.
Yeah. Some of us are also just have... complete memory loss.
Yeah, that's as well. That's what happens when you drink those shots.
So that was awesome. And guys, yeah, we've got some info. Some guys sent us about the racer that's in Adelaide. So I'm going to try and rig up an interview with him, the guy who, the mountain bike racer guy who made the track.
So that's the guy in the wheelchair from last week's episode who made the track. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that guy. He, yeah, I just started following. Someone sent me his details.
Okay.
And yeah, I followed him, and he's sick. Go check it out. I forget his... where have I got?
Wait, sorry, you're just giving me shit about my memory? Zing! Yeah.
What was the name of the track that we rode at?
Fuck. Something Eagle?
No,
fuck. Oh, it was in Adelaide, if that narrows
it
down.
Yeah.
There was a vineyard close by. There was a dog called Sandy.
No, it wasn't called Sandy.
No, it was something.
It was Seiko.
Seiko, was it?
Yeah.
Fuck, I should remember that. Is it Seiko a dive watch or some shit?
Yeah. Grant Allen.
Yeah.
Grant Allen. Check him out. It's wild. He, he's fucking rides around on this crazy thing. And, you see...
Because that shit would
up.
Be, like, custom as well. Like, yeah. if you're in it, like, if you're turning a wheelchair into a downhill racer, like, they, you can't just go buy one at fucking Bikes Online, can you?
No way. I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
Well, we can answer these questions and more when we chat to him.
Yeah. I really want to chat to him. I want to talk about all this stuff, like his life. Like, it looks awesome, man. There's even old footage of when he was on the mountain bike. It's really cool. I stalked him last night, went all the way through it. It's fucking sick.
I love that when just a loose cunt's like, you know what, this is the equation I'm in with now, and I'm just gonna keep moving forward. Fuck it, I want to still do the thing I love, you know.
Yeah, and it looks like, I think a guy like him could really push something like this forward, because it looks like heaps of fun to just ride one of these.
Yeah, right.
Like, he's flying down on this thing. Yeah, I don't know what they call it, like a trike or something.
Yeah.
But it looks like so much fun. You know?
Man, it's like when I watched Monster Ball, I was like, not a fan of rugby, but I liked the wheelchair rugby. Was it Monster Ball?
Yeah. I think it was Monster Ball.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fucking a sick documentary.
Yeah, and that was an awesome doco.
Yeah.
So
especially when they said, I don't know why, I was like, when they're like, when they're talking to the interviewer, and they're like, man, did your nurse suck you off as well? And they're like, yeah. And they're all like, yeah. So every rehab nurse ended up rooting a different one of them at a different stage. You know, they all end up banging.
Oh,
I was like,
fuck, I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. And they're all like lying there like, because, you know, like, we don't know if it works or whatever. So you're fucking in your rehab. And then they end up building up a relationship with whatever with their nurse. And they all end up at different points rooting a different rehab nurse. And I was like, that's sick, dude.
Fucking hell. Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, well, guys, we don't have too much to report this week. Bit of a short one. But make sure you get into the wrong way round. What else we got, Brett?
Not mate, much. We got that. And also, I just wanted to touch base because we're going to Hawaii soon for the Gold Beans Royal Decadent Wedding.
Yes,
in
yes.
Hawaii. Is there anything fucking cool you can do in Hawaii? Has anyone been? Is there anything like, I don't know, like there's a few dive sites I'm going to check out. I've already scheduled two dives in.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's like, is there anything, is it just going to be like a chill holiday?
I can't wait to see these dives.
Why?
You've got to record these.
Why?
Because you're going to be so hungover.
I've scheduled
two dives.
I've booked one after the wedding.
Okay.
The day after the wedding. Okay. But it only because that dive was at 11 a.m.
Yeah, okay. You got to take a GoPro on these.
I'll vomit underwater. What day do you arrive in Hawaii?
I don't know. I'm only there for like 4 days or something.
Caitlin, what day do you get to Hawaii? Is that a Sunday or Monday? Monday. Right, so you get in
the
Monday.
She said none of the above, but
oh,
yeah,
well, okay. What's, is that a Tuesday? On Monday. I get there Sunday, but I think Monday I've got a dive scheduled in. So I'm hoping you rock up real late. Because if you get there, then I'll get fuck-eyed and then I'll have to cancel the dive. I want to get like two dives in. I want to make something out of this holiday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've never been to Hawaii. Hawaii doesn't really interest me at all. I've never been there. It doesn't really appeal to me at all.
No.
But I'm doing that, and then apparently there's a volcano, like in Maui, like the other island, there's a volcano, and you can hike up it.
Yeah, yeah,
these
yeah.
are all things I'm not going to do, by the way, but yeah. I've just investigated. And I was like, if you know it, if there's like a day we can do mountain biking, that'd be sick. Or I'm like, I'll just sit on a beach and just drink cocktails. I think that's a vibe.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do. I think we got a really good hotel. Like, we should have a good one. I mean, it costs like an arm and a leg.
Oh, man, I had to. Don't worry, Caitlin. No one listens to this podcast. You can make as much noise as you want. I had looked at that price of that hotel. It was insane. And I got, like, it's like $2,500 for 4 days. I'm on the same road as you. I got a hotel for $1,200.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, well, you guys have got the hotel access, so I'll just come over for fucking swims and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
I'm like, I don't give a fuck about the room.
Yeah, yeah, no, that was a pretty good way to go, but, you know, we thought, why not live it up?
Yeah, all if you're going to be there, yeah, do it. But I was like, fuck, if there's one of me and I'll split in the room fee,
yeah,
but, you know,
yeah.
one person copping $2,500 for 4 days,
yeah, yeah,
that fucking
brutal.
Sucks, you know what I mean?
So brutal.
Yeah, sucks being alone. Anyway, I'm going to go kill myself. Guys, but make sure, if you don't have anything more, make sure you jump onto the Patreon. You can watch a full 7-minute video of us at Esoteric Music Festival. Check it out. And then shout out to Simon from Kings of Comedy, because I know he's definitely listened to this episode. He's got a comedy club in the city there. Also, Wrong Way Around, make sure you download it. Whack us a like, some comments. My comedy special is up on my YouTube, Go Hard or Go Home. Make sure you check that out. Anything else, Nick Capper?
No, all good.
Mate, we did it, baby. All right, until next time, keep it flat, stick, and...